Medford Elementary Principal Dan Miller, along with Sydney Spurl, joins us today. And first of all, I hear you have a couple of special guests coming on Thursday. Dan, tell us the reason for that.
Yeah, we have the Secretary of Agriculture for the state of Wisconsin coming, Ben Bransel, and along with a Bonnie Plant representative. And each year, the Bonnie Plant organization passes out cabbage plants to third graders. I think it's statewide. And each year they select a winner from the state, and they do that in coordination with the agriculture office out of the Wisconsin. And so Ben Bransel and crew are coming to present our winner this year, or actually the state of Wisconsin winner, Sydney Spurl, who's here with me today. And they were presenting her with a $1,000 check for college.
So Sydney, I saw a picture of the cabbage. It's bigger than you are. So did you weigh it? Do you know how big it actually is?
Yeah, it's 35 pounds and it was 30 inches long.
Wow, that is a big cabbage. When did you plant this and did you take care of it yourself?
My grandma and grandpa helped us and we planted it in their garden.
Did you feed it something special?
Yeah.
Can you let that secret out or is that a family secret?
We just put dead leaves around it.
So you got the seeds from Bonnie Plants, right?
Yeah.
Where did you get those, in class?
Yeah, Mrs. Grunwald's class.
Did everybody get seeds?
Yeah.
So how long did it grow and when did you harvest it?
It took about like 6 months. Then we had to take a picture and send it to my teacher, and then she would send it to Bonnie's Plants.
What happened to it after that?
We ate it.
You did?
I think we just made sauerkraut.
You and I, we love sauerkraut, don't we?
No.
No, we don't. So you didn't even get to taste it. So when and where and what time is the ceremony? Are you having like a big assembly?
Well, we are. We are having our third and fourth graders are going to gather in the library at Medford Elementary. Secretary Bransel and crew will be showing up around 12:45. We'll meet and greet a little bit with the third and fourth graders while they're eating lunch, and then we'll all gather down in the library. We're kind of joining two things together here. So we have the Bonnie Plant recognition and money presentation to Sydney Spurl, and Secretary Bransel will do a little talk there as well in question and answer time. And then we're also inviting over Lisa Kopp, our high school agricultural teacher, because our students participated in a rope hop that we do each year. And part of that, we are donating the proceeds from the rope hop to our FFA organization for their barn project that they're currently working on. So we're kind of rolling those two things all together, and that'll be at 1 o'clock at the elementary library on Thursday. The students raised about $3,030.02. We do the rope hop each year, and we pick and choose different projects. Typically, most of our proceeds go to the hospital for some specific thing. In recent years, we've donated money to our own food pantry for our Meals in a Backpack program. We've also donated some of our proceeds to the fire department for a spreader that they were looking for at one point in time, and we were helping out with trying to raise some money for that. We've donated some money to the public library. And so our staff get together each year and look at some needs in the community, and we use rope pop money to go for that. And this year, we really thought that, and in talking with our students, that trying to help support the local barn project for our students coming up in the future here, we thought that would be a good initiative. And when we announced that to the parents, and we always send out a letter saying what the rope pop money will be going towards, we saw a significant outpouring of support for that.
So, once again, our congratulations to Sydney Spurl, who won the $1,000 prize for the cabbage she grew last year. And also our thanks to Dan Miller, principal at the Medford Elementary School.